Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. While the impact of the S&P reduction to the U.S. credit rating may not have an immediate impact on our international standing, it's wreaking havoc on Wall Street. The Dow down over 600 points today. To talk about what those of you holding stocks should keep in mind as the markets take a tumble, I'm joined by Elizabeth Rutter Bear. She's a CFP, a certified financial planner here in Lansing. Welcome to the program, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
So the Dow has taken quite a nosedive in the past week, from 12,000 to under 11,000. The S&P 500 also down significantly. In fact, last week was the worst five-day trading period since November 2008, and that's before today's drop. Is there any sense that we could be seeing a significant and long-ranging downturn here?
Well, if I had a crystal ball, of course, I would be able to answer that exactly. But I will give you my take on what's going on. There is some significance to what's occurred with the rating, with the U.S. dropping from AAA down to AA+. It's not a huge change, but it is a change. My feeling is that people are treating this as an emotional issue rather than a reality issue. They're running scared in front of what happened to them in 2008, and for some of us who remember 2000 and 2001 and 2002, they're running scared in front of those times. Yes, the credit rating took a hit. Yes, that's something that can be corrected. Somewhere between 6 and 8 other countries have had the exact same change in the past and have gotten their AAA rating back. Those are things that we have no control over.
For those who may be a few years from retirement, whose 401ks looked quite a lot healthier several weeks ago, what are they to make of what's happening here? Will they likely see their funds come back before they retire?
Well, that's something I can't predict, and you're talking about people who could be retiring next week and people who could be retiring 30 years from now. The point is that they need to be consistent in their contributing to their 401k plans or 457s or 403bs or IRAs or whatever the plan is. They need to consistently be putting money in, especially during these downtimes. The problem is we have a history of looking at our account statement and say, oh, wow, I'm up 5,000 from last month, or I'm down 3,000 or whatever. That's not the true measure of the portfolio. The measure is, while you're working and putting money in, what's the price you're paying per share? And you really want the accounts to be down, because that means the price per share is down, and every $100 you put in, you're buying more shares for. But again, it needs to be a balanced portfolio, not all in U.S. stock, not all in foreign stock, not all in stock at all, but in some kind of a reasonable allocation of stocks and bonds and cash.
So do you essentially you're saying that this current reaction, especially this 600-point drop we saw today, you view this as more of a temporary reaction to what's been happening rather than something that's likely to be to continue on for the next year or so?
I can't predict that, but my reaction is that I don't react to what the market does. I react to situations within my client families and try to help them through what's happening with them. The market is going to go up and down. Anybody who's over 30 or 40 years old knows that and has lived through it. And when they have stayed in the market and continued to dollar cost average, continue to invest, when they have done that, they have succeeded. I have cases where clients have just kept their head down. One case in particular where the portfolio returned 5.8% and the beginning date was in 99 and the ending date was early this year, we went through 9/11, we went through the tech bubble, we went through the recession, and still the average rate of return was nearly 6%. That's a very valid level of performance.
I'm talking to Elizabeth Rutter Bear. She's a CFP, a certified financial planner here in Lansing. Elizabeth, we're certainly far from the Dow's dip below 7,000 in 2009. Are you confident that we won't be back in that range anytime soon or anytime again?
I'm confident that the strength in the economy will bring the stock market back up. When people stop acting silly and just selling to get out and start understanding that their investments are long-term, they will go back into the market. The unfortunate thing is that people who are pulling out now are pulling out when it's down. Remember, you're supposed to buy when it's low and sell when it's high. all that logic was out the window at times like this. People spend too much time in front of a television set listening to people who are wearing suits. They need to stop doing that. They need to stay in. So people are pulling out now, and they won't feel comfortable going back in until the market has regained maybe 1,000 points. Well, that's totally counter. Yes, I do think the markets will recover. Yes, I do believe that things are going to be better. Yes, I think this is short-lived when people get their brains back in and start to understand what's going on. Now, for those who are actually drawing money out, who are in their 70s or at whatever age they're at, and are actually drawing out, they shouldn't have been 100% invested in a portfolio. They should have had maybe a year's worth of draws, if you will. If you're taking $1,000 out a month, they should have had $12,000 or $15,000 parked in cash, knowing that they aren't going to gain anything from that, but that it's parked in there, and let the rest of the portfolio do its thing.
When you see economists declaring that we're out of a recession while we have a relatively high unemployment rate, are you concerned about the markets ultimately being impacted by our country's underlying employment problem?
Well, I think it already has been. Governments don't have the money to provide the services that they need to provide. But the unemployment problem is one that's going to be the hardest to fix, because our employers are no longer using lots of labor. They're using brains and they're using computers. And so that is going to continue to be a problem. Finding ways to create jobs is really one of the things that we need to be worried about more than the debt rating.
Are there any particular stock sectors you think are more secure in these conditions than others?
Well, I really can't respond to that. I am not a stock picker. I am not a market timer. I really can't give you an answer to that. My portfolios are fully balanced across the spectrum of value and growth, and large and small and foreign, including emerging markets. And so I can't answer. I don't have the knowledge base to do that. You need to find a stock picker to answer that one.
You know, gold topped $1,700 an ounce for the first time. And the dollar continues to weaken against major currencies. Aren't these worrisome indicators for any investor who has a significant amount of his or her capital in the markets?
Well, I think they're worrisome for any investor, but I don't see any alternatives to being in a balanced stock and bond and cash portfolio. There's always going to be worries, but if you say, well, we'll just move to cash, there aren't too many choices there. Maybe a 5-year CD, if you're lucky and you can get 2%, you can lock your money up at 2% for 5 years. Inflation is at 3.6% right now.
Now, the debt ceiling debate clearly had a negative impact on the markets. In terms of the relationship between our national deficit and the health of the markets, how closely are those two factors tied together?
Well, you're getting into an area where I'm not going to be your best expert to talk about some of those things, but I will tell you that we have gone through all of these issues of deficit and spending for many years. If you look back to where this started, and if you start adding up where the deficit came from during the Bush years with the tax cuts and the startup of two wars, talk about big dips that eventually rolled up and became a huge snowball that were added to by some of the initiatives that occurred in the past 3 or 4 years. It does affect the market, but the market in the past 2 years has performed very well. The market has typically been the leading indicator of a recovery. It keeps getting pushed back, but it will come back again.
Finally, with the Dow down over 600 today, is this the kind of day where you'd recommend for people not to look at their 401k?
Well, I never really say to people, don't look at them. I really like people to not look at what's going on TV so much, or find a good movie or some cartoons or something and forget about it. But I think people need to be aware of what's in their 401k. But I will tell you that of the 50 or 60 client families, which means maybe 150 accounts that I'm managing, I have had one call about should I move to cash. Everybody else gets it. They understand that we're riding through this, where the ups and downs, they're aware of their account balances, but they don't check on them every day. And we meet with them regularly, and we go over the balances, and they get it. They understand that this stuff happens, and there isn't a better place for them to be. So should they be looking at their 401k? Sure. But don't, if it's going to make you sick, don't do things that make you sick.
Elizabeth Rutter Bear, a CFP, Certified Financial Planner, here in Lansing. Thank you for joining me, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.